We kick off hour number two of the program. And the break's lit today.
He was supposed to ask about renting the pot.
Right.
Yeah, who cares what the price is?
That's thrown in. I've already researched that. That's $50, and they give you the pot and the burner. You just got to supply the...
You're supposed to see how far in advance we need to reserve one of those.
Well, we don't even know when or if we're going to be able to do this.
This week was awful. Like, it was raining every night, you know? Would have been bad.
Well, the weather, oh.
You never called and got a timeline.
Because we don't... I don't.
And then Russell had said he was out for Wednesday or couldn't Thursday do Wednesday, or whatever. Yeah.
Well, then he said something about maybe doing a watch party Thursday. Obviously, the game didn't happen.
That
would have
been awful. We'd have been here. We'd have had crawfish out our ears and no game to watch.
We'd have found something. We'd have found something. Blake Burke.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about him. Don't you worry.
No.
That.
No.
Once he's an everyday guy that, you know, just some natural aggression. Not a big deal. Not like he's going to, like, forget how to hit home runs, but. Don't just worry that when he plays every day, he's not going to keep up that pace on an at-bat. If based on his numbers, if he had as many at-bats as, say...
Trey Lipscomb?
Say Luke Lipsius, since they're playing the same position. How many home runs has he hit this season? If Luke is just not on our team, he just doesn't exist. And Blake Burke is the everyday first baseman.
How many home runs does he have?
How many home runs does Burke have? Because Lipsius gets some time off from here, you know, time to time. He's elderly. You know?
Luke has 16 home runs and 163 at-bats. So?
163.
One out of every 10 at-bats, Luke is hitting a home run.
Okay, well, that's easy math. All right.
Blake Burke has 73 at-bats and has hit 11.
So he's hitting one every 6.64 at bats.
Mm-hmm.
So how many did at bats did Lipsius have? How many at bats has Lipsius had in the season?
163. He'd be at 21? Give or take?
No.
Oh, no, no.
24 and a half.
Yeah.
24 and a half.
It's insanity.
Mm-hmm. And how many does Lipscomb have? He leads us still, right?
Home runs or hits or at bats?
Home runs.
21.
Okay.
So and 214 at bats.
Oh, that's a lot more.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So 214 at bats divided by 6.64, that's 32 plus home runs. 32.2 home runs.
Is that good? That feels good.
32 home runs and
what's
60 games.
What's leading the country right now? 24? No, 26.
No, it's up there. That
it's not in the 30s.
The Hispanic Titanic is.
He's not at 30 unless he had a bunch last night.
He was at what, 27?
Yeah, I think that's right.
High 20s, I think. But, you know, I don't expect him to hit that pace, but still, good Lord. Oh, he has 28 according to this. I'm not sure when this was. Melendez, 55 games. It was updated yesterday. 28 home runs.
It's pretty good. That's the Hispanic Titanic?
Yeah. Ivan Melendez. Trey Lipscomb is tied for 13th in the nation at 21 home runs. So, yeah, if somehow Blake Burke had as many at-bats as Trey Lipscomb and was on his pace, and he had hit, let's say, 32 to this point.
Right.
He'd be four clear of the leader. Who's two clear of everyone else, by the way? There's three at 20. There's five at 26.
27 hits for Blake Burke. 11 home runs.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. She's got such good power. I mean, that ball he hit last night was another one that...
He kind of just slapped at it.
I feel like if some other guys hit that, you know, it's a fly out on the warning track.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert was the same way against Mississippi State, game two. It was kind of the same type of angle on the swing, I guess. But our guys, they're just, you know, they've been in the weight room. Strong dudes.
Loaded bats. Steroids. Yeah, I agree with
deer
you.
Deer antler spray.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
I don't care.
Did we keep the Whistler quiet yesterday?
Did you not hear us talking about this?
Oh, you talked about it?
He might be on the phone.
So every time he would do his three little whistles, Tennessee fans in attendance would scream, "Go Big Orange." So it was, shh, shh, shh. And then, you know, 100 people saying, "Go Big Orange." Then he would try to do a little two whistle, shh, shh, and it was, "Go Vols." So the only time he would whistle more than one time consecutively was when, like, Vanderbilt would get a hit. Otherwise, Tennessee fans cut him off at the first attempt.
Yeah, bad week for those guys.
I doubt we see them again, but it'd be fun to beat them five times in a year. Just saying.
So, with a win tonight, we're the late game tomorrow, right?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I don't think we... Because the loser's bracket will flip with the winner, so, like, we're only seeing them if both teams kind of go far, and I don't see them doing that.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah. Where's that bracket? All right, so it's this doesn't even – I got to go through the, like, written-out game stuff. So Tennessee is about to play in game 12 tonight.
Okay.
Game 12 – loser would play game 10 winner.
What'd you say?
Game 12 loser would play game 10 winner.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And game 11 winner would play, or sorry, game 9 winner would play game 11 loser. So we are. Does this say? No, this says we're in game 12, so I guess they're not flipping it like a traditional. They're kind of keeping it as a pod. Meaning if Vanderbilt were to, if we were to somehow lose, we might have to play Vanderbilt again to knock them out.
Hmm.
If we win, then they could come back and play us, I guess, in a semi if they keep winning.
Whatever. Just give me the opponent. Just show up. Take your beating. Hit the house. Let us do our thing. We're rolling.
Yeah. All right. So if Tennessee loses tonight, they'll play in one of the first two games tomorrow. And if they win that game, they'd play in, I mean, it'd probably be late game, late morning game, then late evening game, I would guess. And so we're in, like, the bottom half of the bracket.
And then if we win tonight,
then we just play in that late game.
And then if you win that, you're in the championship, correct?
Yes. Basically,
what do you think about that, Hick?
The Friday and Saturday schedule is all going to be on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because we're tonight's finishing, or today's finishing the, or is the Thursday schedule. Kind of smart. They got that extra day kind of built in. I mean, teams will have to play twice tomorrow, but.
Yeah, but not us.
Not for
us. If we take care of business.
We lose, we will.
Like I said, not us. We're taking care of business.
Not worried about LSU?
Honestly, like, it's going to be really tough for me to worry about anybody until, like, in the game and it's time to worry.
Good point.
Because I just, you know, this team's just so far ahead and playing so well. I'll be honest. Yesterday, though, I guess it was probably about like 3 o'clock. I started to get a little bit nervous about last night's game.
Really?
Just not.
We hadn't seen them play in a while.
Well, I thought Vandy had gotten better, although they did get absolutely shelled by LSU last week.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking, like, a long layoff. We had kind of found a little something there between, was it Bellarmine and then Mississippi State. Felt like the bats were cooking, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have this break, which was built in and is good, but then the break became an extra day, and then another extra day, and I was just worried we might come out a little bit sloppy, and we absolutely did not do that. But there was a time yesterday where I was just starting to get a little nervous, but I think that was kind of what Hickman was feeling yesterday. Like, it's just, we haven't played in a while, we're in the postseason, like, it's just time to get a little bit nervous about any game, but not necessarily an opponent. So, no, am I nervous for – I mean, I know this is cliche. I'm not nervous about any opponent if we show up and play the way we're capable of playing.
Sure.
So that's what makes me nervous. Like, so if you ask me, does LSU scare you? No, it could be literally anyone. The only thing that worries me is, does Tennessee show up and play their game?
And you're not going to show up for every game. That's just how sports works.
Well, and the beauty of this team is they don't have to show up for a game. We just need like one or two really good innings, and we can beat any team in the country. And a lot of teams can't say that.
And if we show up, that's when you get a 27-2 game.
Right. Or even last night. I mean, a 10-1 game.
And I think I was nervous about last night, but I think the schedule we've had so far in the tournament has been perfect. We like drama. We like to be hated. You start off with Vanderbilt after waiting around all day.
I think that was a really good thing.
And then LSU.
Yeah.
They hate us.
This team doesn't have as much history with LSU, but the fact that we got Vanderbilt out of the gate, I think, was an attention getter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's – I mean, I think Ole Miss might have been too, but the fact that it was Vanderbilt and they're in-state, that you went there, the bat gate stuff, it was just like, hey, like, you know, you got to get amped up for this one. And they did. They came out ready to go.
Usually when you're a one seed, first game of your tournament, you might kind of get a cakewalk, honestly. I mean, you might end up with a Kentucky or somebody like that for your first game. So,
yeah,
I'm happy.
But the fact that it was Vanderbilt, and after everything that happened in the first series, you know.
Ready to go.
Yeah, like there was no really room for a letdown given the opponent. I mean, it's in-state, back gate, and, you know, they had beaten Ole Miss, like, to their credit. But, no, that was awesome. And it was awesome to see all the orange in the stands. And like I said, I think today – and tomorrow it's just going to be more and more as Tennessee fans trickle their way down to what now should be a sunny and pleasant Hoover, Alabama.
Very nice. All right. We'll come back with more Hour 2. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour 2 continues from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer. It is the weekend. Enjoy some SEC baseball.
Finally, games that should start on time the remainder of the weekend.
Shouts out to Jared, who said Chris Bryant, single season record, 32 college baseball homers, just as we were comparing the Burt, you know.
And you said his pace was what, 34 and a half?
I think 32.2. Was it 34.2?
I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, his pace, it's not going to
Or he gets better.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he starts hitting that many, too, then you probably start having teams kind of try and pitch around him. Of course, our lineup's so loaded, put another great hitter behind him, and
things get dangerous quickly.
That's the thing, man. This lineup's just so deep. I mean, we've had games where the bottom of the lineup is like 3 for 4, and we've scored 9 runs and win easily, and the guys hitting 2, 3, 4 only have a hit combined or something.
No, that's one of the things KP was saying last night. He's just like, what do you do with this team? How do you pitch to them? How do you try to navigate? You know, with a lot of lineups, it's like, okay, get through the top of the order, and then you can start to pitch a little bit. With this lineup, you really, you know, there's no weakness. There's no, okay, I'm a pitcher, I can take a breath now with these next three batters. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to leave one, you know, I don't want to throw them a meatball over the middle, but, you know, I don't have to have my perfect stuff. With this lineup, it has to be good start to finish, top to bottom. Nate, did you see that the first three football games have been set with networks and kickoff times?
I did.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
So did I. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Words are hard. Pittsburgh games got me really excited now.
Do we know the first four now, though? Wasn't that week two? Was that weeks 1, 2, and 3?
No, because Florida's 4, and they don't know that one yet.
Okay.
Ball State, yeah. Thursday night, September 1st.
That's what was confusing me. Somebody ran down the schedule,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have our game on Thursday. They didn't have our game at all. I think they were just – I think I thought it was going to have all the games, but it was only, like, I guess the bigger games, so we weren't listed, which
kind
of made
yeah.
me mad. But, yeah, 7 o'clock.
Thursday night, SEC Network, okay. 7. Makes sense, right?
Right.
It's going to be hot. We're going to go ahead and
– spoiler alert, I love this whole thing.
Yeah. September 10th at Pittsburgh, 3:30 ABC.
Fine with it.
Yeah.
I saw people freaking out, like, what do you mean ABC? It's like, well, I mean, they're an ACC team. Like, yeah. That's their slot.
And get used to it, because when the new TV deal goes into effect, you're going to be playing on ABC a lot.
Well, and if you talk about growing up, you know, watching things like 80s movies, I mean, 3:30 ABC.
Hold Nelly.
Like Keith Jackson, Brent Musburger.
September 17th, Akron is SEC Network Plus and ESPN Plus. Apparently, every team has to have one streaming game, and we get ours over with in game 3 of the year. You didn't like that?
Why? Well, I guess it's fine. But if it's SEC Network Plus, that means you don't have to have an ESPN Plus subscription to watch it.
But it will also be on ESPN Plus.
That's for people that are out of the SEC network.
Correct.
Footprint, because they can't get it.
Right.
Which I never realized. I realized.
No, yeah, depending on where you are, it might just be unavailable.
But I never think about it.
Right.
Because obviously we get it. So
they won't be putting – I know every team has to have one, but there won't be any conference matchups.
Mm-mm.
He's
just saying every team has one game.
Yeah, I wouldn't think any of those would be conference.
It'd be like their worst game, or one of their worst games.
But like Kentucky Vanderbilt, I still think would be an SEC network game, not a stream game, not a plus game. ABC 3:30 at Pitt. Vols an early 3.5-point favorite. So you're good with that. Who's on the ABC calls this year?
I feel like
doesn't Herb Street usually have the ABC night game,
right?
So that he can do game day and then fly wherever he has to go.
I mean, a lot of those games are like, you know, Clemson, Georgia Tech, right? 3:30, NC State,
mm-hmm.
North
yeah.
Carolina, or
Sean McDonough.
McDonough, yeah,
I like him.
Oh, he was on hockey last night. He's great on hockey.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like Sean McDonough.
Hurricanes beat the Rangers 3-1.
And then Golden State closed it out last night, too, did they not?
Yes. So they now have rest.
They will await your Celtics.
120-110. Celtics tonight?
Yep, Celtics tonight.
Trying to clinch, right? Game 6?
Yep. Game 6 at Boston.
All right, Hickman, talk to me. It's 8:30 tonight. What are you watching?
Oh, no.
I can just stream the other one.
The other one. But what are you watching? What's on the big screen?
Probably the Celtics.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just the SEC tournament.
Dude, it's to go to the NBA Finals.
What did you say? It's just the SEC tournament?
We don't care about the SEC tournament.
It's not the NCAA tournament.
How do you guys get to do this? How do you get to say...
He's still watching it.
No, hang on. He didn't want it last night. He played putt-putt.
I'm mad at him about it, all right?
And don't say he's still watching.
I could have won $10,000 last night playing putt-putt.
Yeah, but you didn't because
you weren't going to.
Because you putt like an idiot. Trying to read the green.
Prime rib.
I almost drove up there. It's actually a pretty cool event. I don't know
you
what
got
it,
an invite? I didn't get an invite.
No, I didn't get an invite. I invited myself.
How'd you know it was even happening?
He told me about it.
Because I was told him, I was like, I'm in a predicament here.
He was like, I got invited to this event. I was like, all right, what's the event? He's like, well, there's putt-putt for $10,000. It's a Masters Dinner remake. They chose Patrick Reed's Masters Dinner, which
prime rib.
I was thinking, like, you know, Hideki Matsuyama. I'm thinking he's going to have sushi and Wagyu beef and baked cod or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Some sea bass, something like that. I was like, I'm on my way. He's like, no, don't come.
Yeah, I totally said that.
It was something like that. I mean, I can pull it up and read it verbatim if you'd like. What did I say? Anyway, I can't find it. Too much of a scroll. But he basically uninvites me after I invite myself, which is fine. But I, you know, I thought that'd be a pretty good time. I could have gone up and won 10 grand, but I guess Hickman didn't want the competition. He's a little bit scared. And then he chokes it on the putt-putt course.
Yeah. On the loop-de-loop hole.
Yeah.
Three putt. Was the food good?
Yeah, it was. The pimento cheese sandwiches for the appetizers were really good. They had these little wraps that I'm sure they just bought from, like, Food City or somewhere, but...
Like the pinwheels?
Yeah. Like turkey or like ham or whatever in there. There's also cream cheese in there, which was just an absolute elite move for
put it over
like
the top.
That.
That makes sense.
My wife makes these taquitos, kind of. It's like some cream cheese, like a pack of taco seasoning. Roll them up and then slice them so they're like little mini pinwheels like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cream cheese might be.
People love them.
That might be like a top five food for me. Like cream cheese is awesome.
You hate milk and love cream cheese.
Interesting.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Like all cheese, pretty much.
All cheese.
Like cream cheese, like you can put it on anything. It's a very versatile spread.
To Hickman's credit, he did say he stepped out of the event to stream some of the baseball
game. Good.
Yeah, I found a couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Hmm.
Should have won that jacket, though, bud. Did you bring your putter, or did you have to use one of theirs?
They had putters.
Oh, that's the problem. It's BYOP. Yeah.
Did anybody else bring their own putter?
No.
Are you sure?
Not that I saw.
Y'all were playing for 10 grand, and no one brought their own putter?
Dude, I'd be
over. What about a ball? Do you have to use their little colored ball?
Oh, come on. You got to be over there with like an Odyssey 2-ball putter.
Yeah, all lined up.
Titleist with the lines on it.
Sharpies on it and everything. Use a coin. Can you do that? Can you mark
the ball? Yeah, were you marking and cleaning the ball?
Can you mark the ball in putt-putt, clean it, and then like line up the break?
You should. You should be allowed to. I mean, you're not moving it. You're just cleaning it. Especially a makeshift course like that.
How do you play putt-putt? Everybody hits their shot, and there's like four balls all over the course, or one person plays out?
Usually.
I think it's one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah.
That's the only way to play.
I mean, you literally can't play putt-putt with balls that are already shot towards the hole because, like, in regular golf, like, you could hit another ball on the green.
No, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, you're probably it's not out of the way. Yeah, you don't worry about it.
But putt-putt, no.
Yeah.
Everything's fair game. You just never know.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Mark it, reset.
Hit your first shot, mark it with a coin.
Yeah.
All right, Nate, you're up.
No, I've seen families at the beach, there's three balls in the way, and they're like the guys that putt around it.
That's not fair. Yeah. I guess that's why honors are so important.
The worst part was on the loop-de-loop hole. I'm sitting here looking like an idiot, and there's a guy who was working the event. He said, "We just had a 5-year-old girl come through here and get a hole-in-one on this hole."
And you're out here, John Vandevelding it.
Three putting the loop-de-loop.
I will say, though, a guy did tell me, they said, "Man, you look like you'd be really good at golf."
Were you not hitting it hard enough to
make
the loop, or were you just missing the entrance to the loop?
Once I missed, then the second time I did not hit it hard enough.
It dropped.
Yeah. Oh,
you can't have it drop. Give it some speed. It's got that centripetal force to keep it locked.
What'd you call it?
Centripetal force.
Centrifugal force.
To the loop.
Centripetal? That's not even a word.
Say it.
Centrifugal.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a centrifuge.
Is that not what I said?
No, you said centripetal. Like capital.
You're going to have to take the L on this one. Centripetal.
What's centrifugal force?
What I said.
Wait a minute.
Is a force that acts on a body moving in a circular path and is directed toward the center around which the body is moving. We'll have a...
Centrifugal force, an apparent force that acts outward on a body moving around a center arising from the body's inertia.
Hey, we're not always wrong. I mean, we're not always right, but never wrong. Come back with more.
Math.
There you go. Nailed it. Per usual.
We were both correct.
That is crazy. It's the
house telling you to close your eyes. Wow. Centripetal. Centrifugal. Amazing. Spectacular. Nate, Tennessee got a big basketball commit yesterday.
Yeah.
Rick Barnes putting together.
Was that just yesterday? I feel like that was earlier in the week. That was just yesterday, wasn't it?
No, didn't we get another one earlier in the week?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yesterday was Cade Phillips, no, the Bama guy.
Well, that's we just got Jefferson.
Jefferson was over the weekend, right?
Friday evening, afternoon.
I thought we'd already talked about Cade. I guess we talked about him deciding.
Yeah, we talked about him being. I mean, did you know that he's the nephew of Brody Croyle?
Mm-mm. No clue.
The Bama quarterback?
Yeah. Sorry, it was taking me a minute to remember who he played for. I remembered that name, though.
I'm going to make sure I get this right. Because it was pretty sensational. This guy was basically a state of Alabama lock. I believe, was it his mom that played at Auburn? Mom or grandmother played at Auburn. Grandfather played at Alabama. Uncle Brody Croyle. I think his grandfather played at Alabama. And he chooses Tennessee. There's a little bit of scuttle that maybe Bama didn't push for him that hard.
Maybe he just wants to carve his own path, you know? He wants to just be in the shadow.
Yes.
Where else would you go if you want to, you know, make your own name for yourself in an Alabama family than Tennessee?
Son to John David Phillips and his wife Reagan, a former Alabama football quarterback and Auburn women's basketball player. Nephew to Brody Croyle, grandson to Alabama star defensive end John Croyle. And he's wearing the big orange. I like this guy a lot already. That's big time.
It is big. Now he's the first commit of the next class, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is a good piece to build around.
Assuming we don't, you know, reclassify him.
I don't think we have room, do we?
Perhaps not.
One more spot, maybe?
Well, I guess technically Toby Awaka was the first commit of that class, but it does seem like he's going to reclassify. So, Rick Barnes out there, look, just, you know, doing work.
Mm-hmm.
Just sneaking around the chicken coop.
And if we keep getting momentum with that five-star guy from Kentucky, who a lot of people are thinking will flip to us for the class of 23, that'd be a big get.
Yeah. So your 2022 commitment class, Julian Phillips, five-star. B.J. Edwards of Catholic, four-star. D.J. Jefferson, four-star. And transfer Tyreek Key. And then probably Toby Awaka on the reclassification.
Pretty loaded.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's Tyreek Key's only listed as a three-star in the transfer portal, but considering our point guard situation, I think that's a little low.
And I think that's a very bad...
Bad rating for him?
Bad, yeah. But, I mean, the kid hasn't played in a year, so I can kind of see it. But when he is healthy and plays...
Yeah, and I feel like the transfer portal rating is a lot of, like, what have you done for me lately? Yeah. How did you just look with the last time I saw you? And it's been a while for him, so that makes some sense.
I still wish we'd added Baylor Sherman, but can't win them all.
Who?
The kid from South Dakota State.
Have we talked about him on the show?
Yeah, we talked about how Rick Barnes had not talked to him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which was stupid because, I mean, people were kind of considering him maybe the best transfer portal prospect.
Where's he going?
Ever. Creighton.
Maybe the best transfer portal prospect ever, and he's going to Creighton? No offense to Creighton.
He grew up like 15 minutes from the campus.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why. Maybe everybody knew he was going home, so we stayed out of it.
A lot of people thought he was a Kentucky lock there early on.
Kentucky.
I mean, he shot 50% from three.
That's pretty good. How many did he take, though?
A lot.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
Volume. Probably about as many as Vescovy.
No. 50% at like 163 point attempts? That's insane. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't exactly 50, but it was like 49.6 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Let's see here. I'd take him over Vescovy.
What? What are you doing?
Yeah, you don't say that with guys we already have.
I'm just wanting Billy Stats to send me a DM, actually.
Putting out the bat call.
Okay,
that'll
so
do it.
So 46.9% from three.
That's not 50, Hickman. Come on. It's not even 47.
That's still elite. Pretty good. Like that's
it's not pretty good. Hickman's right. It's elite.
47.
So how many attempts?
That's what I'm trying to find.
If you say 20 or something, I'm gonna take you outside and beat you with a hammer.
Can't even beat six.
He did. He averaged 16 points, 7.8 rebounds, 4.5 assists. That's pretty good.
It's all pretty good.
Yeah.
Watch out for Creighton next year.
In 20, what was last year? 21, 22?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 83 of 177.
Got to get that guy more looks.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing out there? That's a lock.
From 2019-2020 to 2020-21, he went from 24.7% from three to 43.8%.
That's time in the gym, mm-hmm. is what that is. That's effort. That's work. I respect the hustle.
Everybody's saying Creighton's going to be a legit Final Four contender this year.
Really?
Yep. A lot of hype for Creighton.
Hmm.
Tyrese Hunter announces today. Have we heard any scuttle on where we stand with him?
No clue. He's kind of just dropped off the face of the earth.
He really did. Wasn't it allegedly down to Tennessee and Texas like
Tennessee,
2 weeks ago?
Texas, but I saw a
and then he went on
Purdue.
That. That's right. You did see Purdue. Then didn't he go on that strange visit to Kansas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Kansas also picked up somebody.
Yeah, they
like
got a point guard like right after that. Yeah.
Man, you're not kidding. Way too early, top 25 on ESPN. Creighton, fifth in the country.
Really? Wow.
Billy wants me to acknowledge the fact that Baylor Sherman went 0-7 against Alabama from three.
Imagine what he would have shot if he'd hit all seven of those. He might have been over 50%. What was his total, you said?
83 for 177, I believe.
Is it Sherman or Shearman?
S-C-H-E-I-E-R. It might be Shearman.
It's not like you
we'll
know,
go Shearman.
Burning the South Sherman. It's like you've been saying. Huh. Top five transfer all spring, one of the best offensive players in the portal. An elite passer and perimeter shooter who also makes plays on the glass. Yeah, would have been could have used him.
Nah.
I mean, I like guys that can pass, score,
rebound. These are important things.
Yeah. Huh. Apparently, they're returning four guys already off that team. That was pretty good last year, and they added this dude. So, all right.
Safe to say they're loaded?
And their best
pretty
player
loaded, yeah.
got hurt in their conference tournament. So, that nail-biter game they had with Kansas that Kansas ended up winning, they didn't have their best player.
And Kansas won the whole thing.
Yeah.
Kind of forgotten that's who knocked out Creighton. The Blue Jays. Fifth in the country. Only behind UCLA, Kentucky, Houston, and North Carolina. If you're curious about the rest, number six was Arkansas, seven Duke, eight Kansas, nine Baylor, 10 Villanova.
What's Kentucky?
Three, I think.
Okay.
They're stacked.
Auburn's
11.
They
say that every year.
Auburn's 11, Texas 12, TCU 13, Michigan 14, Indiana 15. I thought we were in the top 15.
Tennessee 15.
This might be a different thing. Nope. Gonzaga, Arizona, Alabama, Tennessee 19.
That's kind of a bad spot. I don't agree with it. I think we're a top 12 team preseason anyways.
All right.
See, I didn't, and then I saw that poll last week that had us, I think, at 12. And I was stunned.
Like yeah. People are going to hate to hear it, but this is another Final Four caliber team we have. I'm sure we'll fall short, but.
Okay.
It's just the truth.
So we go on another Sweet 16 or bust year?
No, like at this point, like it's Final Four, I'm not happy. But I've been kicked in the midsection for so long now. Like a Sweet 16.
Final Four is kind of tough.
I'll go Elite Eight. Give me to the Elite Eight for the second time.
We need
time.
To make the Sweet 16.
And then the Elite Eight.
Well, yeah, then.
You can't make the Elite Eight without getting to the Sweet 16.
It depends on how, you know, what we're
it's
talking
all
about.
It's all about the draw.
All right. Final segment, hour two next. Final segment, hour number two. Brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Rapid booking with virtual dispatcher right there on the website, bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. So if you have an emergency, definitely hit them up. But, you know, get your system tuned up beforehand, especially with the warm weather this time of year. It's Knoxville's highest rated HVAC company, Blue Water Climate Control. Call them 865-412-4557, or you can book online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Locally owned and operated. Big sponsor of the whole station here. Fan Run Radio. Tell them you heard about them. Fan Run, and you get a discount.
D1 Baseball has a new projected field for us.
Did ours change?
No.
Not our spot. I mean, the team we play against. Dingbat.
I don't know.
Of course I know. Oh, yeah. Got,
we're the two seed now.
Only 10-1.
One seed, obviously, playing Coppin State.
Coppin State.
Then they have Wake Forest playing West Virginia.
That is new. We were we did have Wofford in the last one. So.
Honestly, I think I'd rather have West Virginia.
Okay.
And then on the Statesboro side of the bracket, whatever you want to call it, Georgia Southern, the one seed,
mm-hmm.
taking on Campbell.
But the 16th one, correct? So that's our matchup?
Yeah, the 16th one. Yeah. Then they have Georgia at the 2.
UCLA.
Yep.
Didn't UCLA get beat last night or on a walk-off?
Not sure. Didn't see it.
There's a lot of weird stuff that happened last night. One, Houston, we can talk about now, or three. One that we'll tease that.
It's a good tease. It's an early tease.
My first teaser.
Nate's stepping out at 9 for
reasons unknown.
Chris wanted
to step
unknown.
Out at 9, but I talked him into staying.
Hickman, you recommended that. You said you're dragging.
Nate, who said that, hey, we should just
I'm
go
not
home.
Getting in the middle of this.
He said that to me when you were out of the room, and now he's trying to turn it on me.
Put intern Brett on the mic. You guys are fine.
I'm not worried about it.
Me neither.
Just tired.
Coppin State.
Have a late game.
Wake Forest. Does West Virginia steal a lot of bases? Because that was the joke beforehand, is that every team they put with us was like top 10 in base stealing. I know Wofford did. They moved them down. Did Wofford lose? Or is that they were projected to win the SoCon, maybe? I'll have to look that up. Maybe there was an upset. We have some bid steal. How nice is it to not have to worry about bubbles with brackets, you know, and seed lines, and oh, we're getting shafted as a team.
Only bubbles we're worried about is Big League Chew.
That's a good one.
Take that, people.
Speaking of West Virginia, they lost to Kansas State last night.
Huh.
Who did? West Virginia?
Yeah, they lost to Kansas State, 8-5.
Yikes. All right, stolen bases. Yep. Oh, God.
You said they won. They beat Washington 14-8.
Yeah, oh, okay. So. Cal won on a walk-off. I thought they were playing UCLA again.
Gotcha.
Thought it was the best of two. West Virginia is number 2 in the country in stolen bases.
Are you serious?
Wouldn't lie to you.
So it actually got worse.
Who are the teams we were matched up against? Like what? There've been like
Wake Forest.
But there's been like 8, right? Like so, Wake Forest,
Wofford.
Wofford's 3 in stolen bases. West Virginia 2. Is Texas Southern in some weird bracket thing that we're in?
Because they're too good.
I was gonna say they're number 1 in stolen bases by a mile.
Just don't give up.
Base runners. Coppin State is 9th.
Yeah, crazy man.
Who? Okay, all right. Read that again. Read our cross bracket there.
UCLA.
Okay.
Georgia.
They don't steal bases.
No.
Georgia Southern. How about Georgia Southern?
Did not seem like it was a problem earlier in the year when we played.
No, we smoked them. No, I think. I mean, really, once you get down to like the 20s, like everyone's at about 100. But Texas Southern has stolen 220 bases this year. West Virginia is 2nd with 155. 65 stolen bases difference. That's crazy. Don't want to see Texas Southern. Good night.
Okay. Wofford plays today in the SoCon tournament. They're the number 1 seed. So they're projecting Wofford gets that auto bid. I don't know where they are and where they moved them around in the bracket. But
you want to know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
West Virginia is 2nd in stolen bases at 155. They've been caught stealing 43 times.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Southern, 220 stolen bases. They've only been caught 37 times.
37. That's crazy.
That's an insane number.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's tied for third, but they also have 65 more stolen bases than any other team in the country.
Teams that would be in your Omaha bracket, you're going to look way ahead. Tennessee's the one.
Yes.
Oregon State's the four. Maryland's the five. Southern Miss is the eight.
Take that.
Notre Dame's the nine.
Notre Dame?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Don't even think I knew that they were good at baseball this year.
East Carolina's the 12. TCU's the 13. Other SEC teams, Auburn's 14th, LSU's 15th.
And then, of course, Auburn 14?
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you got some that are two seeds in regionals, like the Florida Gators are the two, and Coral Gables taking on Miami, who's a seven.
Gotcha.
Alabama's a three right now, and Hattiesburg in the Southern Miss regional. Ole Miss is a three in the Louisville regional. Arkansas is a two in the Texas regional. Just keep on falling, don't they?
Yes.
They moved Wofford to this East Carolina region with North Carolina and Davidson. Did you say Texas State? Was that the stealing? Or Texas?
Southern.
Texas Southern.
Texas Southern, 220 stolen bases. In 51 games.
Okay.
That is ridiculous.
Maybe I
4.5 stolen bases a game?
Sorry. I was thinking Texas State.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Yeah. They're like 11th in the poll. Texas State is.
All right. How does this work, Nate? Do you have to give your prediction? Do we have to give ours or
no,
do we wait?
No, we can sit on it for an hour.
Well, have you given it much thought?
No, but I'll make a guess. Dolander tonight? Do we know yet?
I think that's the plan.
Okay, so LSU tonight.
Yes.
I'm going to go...
SEC Pitcher of the Year on the mound for the Big Orange.
I'm going to go Tennessee 7, LSU 3 tonight.
Okay.
Then that should put us into, what, the semifinal,
mm-hmm.
where the losers will battle it out, come back. I bet we roll in that one. I don't care who we're playing. I'm going to go 11-4.
Don't even know who we're playing. Going 11-4.
11-4. And then I think we'll close out the SEC championship 6-1.
Against whoever.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I don't think we're losing the game. I don't know what all y'all are going to predict, but.
I mean, the scores might be different, but that's what I was going to predict.
Yeah. I mean, how could you pick? It could happen, but how could you pick
You can't pick against it, no.
It's crazy.
Makes no sense.
We're just too good.